Good evening. We welcome you and greet you all in the name of Christ as we gather here in this place on this Christmas Eve. I need to say that seeing so many of you gathered here this night, you all look wonderful. It is good to be together, and God is good as we celebrate the birth of our Lord this night. As we begin our time of worship together, let me offer just a few introductory announcements. You may have noticed in the bulletin that we will not receive a formal offering this night, but please know there are opportunities to do that on your way out. There's a plate there, and as always, you can make your gift online. For those of you who are with us online, we welcome you and invite you to participate in the offering through the Give Now button, which is there. All of the undesignated offerings this night will go to United Methodist Family Services to support the children in need in our community, and we encourage you to give generously to that. We also want to highlight the fact that there are many things happening in the church in the weeks to come, and we know we have many visitors tonight and also online, and we would like to encourage you to return. We have a service on Sunday, and we are also on January 2nd going to be having what we call a Wesley Covenant service, an opportunity for us to offer worship and commitment to our Lord as the first act of the coming year. In addition, there are multiple opportunities in January. We would love to have you at each and every one of those. Finally, please know that at the conclusion of our service, we will follow the tradition of lighting candles together as we sing Silent Night. And we remind you of the basic instructions around that, that when you have a lit candle and you're going to be passing that light down, you keep the lit candle vertical and you don't dip that lit candle as you light your neighbor's candle. That'll help us to be safe and will also help us to avoid hours of cleanup of wax following the service. Most of all, we are glad that you are here and greet you in the name of Christ. And let me say, the Lord be with you. Let us rise and sing our first hymn together, O Come All Ye Faithful.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us prepare ourselves so that we may be shown its true meaning. Let us hear in lessons from Holy Scripture how the prophets of Israel foretold that God would visit and redeem the waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. Let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will bring all peoples and all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But first let us pray for the world that God so loves. For those who have not heard the good news of God or who do not believe it. For those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death. And for the church in this place and everywhere, that it may be freed from all evil and fear, and may in pure joy lift up the light of the love of God. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer to God. And in the words that Christ himself taught us, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Cradle was a song. With the A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 8 through 15, 17 through 19. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return."
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it
and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
A reading from the book of Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 through 5a. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, and verse 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in the manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, send me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that had been at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Our ninth lesson for the night comes from the Gospel of John, reading in the first chapter, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to that which was his own, and his people did not accept him. But to all who received him, all who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Friends, in just a moment or two, we're going to turn down the lights, and we will have the opportunity to light our individual candles. We will have the chance to sing Silent Night together, and this is, of course, a treasured moment for us, especially given our circumstances. We have not been able to gather well in the past year or two, and here we are tonight on this Christmas Eve, despite the challenges which may be around us. And as we light the candles tonight, I would invite all of us to think about this, not simply in the traditional sense of a candle lighting service, but to gather and ponder the words we just heard from the Gospel of John. John did not simply say that Christ is the light of the world, even though that is, of course, true. But what he said was that Christ is the light that shines into the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. And as a result, John invites us this night not to simply come to the manger as we reflect upon the coming of Christ, but to also ponder the cosmic wonder that the one through whom the entire world and universe was made, this one, has come to make his dwelling among us because the Word was made flesh and made his dwelling among us. This week, I read an article in the New York Times that described the sense that we bring into Christmas this year in the context of an enduring pandemic. It described our current weariness, and it said, and I quote, "Americans are sick and tired of being sick and tired." But tonight, I pray that as we light our candles together, you would join me in a prayer that, as the familiar carol states, we could be a part of a weary world that yet rejoices. There are many things that make us weary in this season of life. But I invite you tonight to think about the power we do together as we shine our candles, our lights, into the darkness. Let it be a proclamation from you and from me and from all of us that despite the challenges of these years, despite our weariness, that we are so bold as to yet claim that there's a reason for joy, there's a reason for hope, and there is hope for you and for me and yet for this world. Because the light still shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. Amen. As we gather to light our candles together this night, friends, let me remind you of the instructions we offered earlier in our service, but also to remind you that as we are masked, there will be ushers who will be coming forward to help you extinguish your candles on the way out of the service. As we prepare to light the candles and celebrate the light of Christ, let us stand together and offer the liturgy as printed in your bulletin. God of all ages, in the birth of Christ, be born in us with that same love and light. To the glory of your holy name, amen. angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. For this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is Messiah the Lord. Go in that confidence in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen."